Thank you so much for joining us today. We are super excited to have representatives from the Bavona Child Advocacy Center here. Ashley, I can't see anymore. Daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Ashley?
Yeah.
And Deb Rosen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you related to a dentist that's a Rosen?
No, I get that all the time.
Or the actor that's a Rosen? I think
no.
That's his dad is the dentist.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, my whole life I've been asked if I'm related to dentists.
He was a pediatric dentist.
Okay. All right.
That makes sense then, right? Well, you're not. You're not. So forget it, Deb. Forget I asked. So tell me, Ashley, we'll start with you. Tell me about the event that you have coming up. I'm super excited for this. It's the Holiday Lights Tour.
Yes, yes. It's a great event. It's our second year doing this event. We had to get creative with COVID last year in a way to, well, really bring people together and uplift them. And this event was something that I had an idea. I've done it with my kids each year, and it kind of translated into a fun event that we were able to raise $50,000 last year. So we're up against kind of even bigger challenge this year, I think. But we're doing it again with, of course, community support, partner support, and it's an event that you can do with your family as many times as you'd like. It's $40 for a sleigh box. You get a map of area homes that are excessively decorated for the holidays. We've partnered with, it'll be about close to 30 to 35 homes in Monroe County and surrounding areas, and you can embark on that tour whenever you'd like. So you come as often, you can do it every weekend in December. You can do it one time. You can do it with as many people. It's really just a fun way. The sleigh box has lots of goodies for the kids to enjoy on their drive. And all while raising money for Bavona Child Advocacy Center.
And don't forget that Santa comes to the building.
Oh yeah, so we have a pickup event on Saturday the 11th, where you can. It's a drive-through, COVID-safe event. We're working to bring in some fun new elements this year too. Rudolph might be making an appearance. Santa and Mrs. Claus are there to help hand out the boxes, and kids can kind of enjoy that for a little bit before going on their tour. So it's
okay.
That's the best part.
That's awesome. So the pickup event is Friday, December 10th.
It's December 10th, but the big one with Santa
is
arriving.
But the Santa one is December 11th.
Yes.
What time is that?
5 to 8.
Five to eight.
Swing through. I think you guys. 111.3 will be there broadcasting. And
perfect. Probably playing our Christmas music.
Lots of Christmas holiday cheer.
Christmas music, everything. Yeah,
It'll be a nice come together. And hopefully no big snow, but if not, we'll be bundled up still there.
I like this Holiday Lights Tour. This is exciting.
Is there really fun.
One house every year that like blows everybody out of the water? Or is there like numerous houses?
I feel like there's a solid 3 or 4 that really...
With the music and the lights and everything.
And they choreograph it to a regular radio station. You can listen to it from your car. And
it's so cool.
I mean, people plan all year round for this. It's kind of interesting. I mean, the homes that do it.
Some people get into this big time.
Yeah, January.
I have a friend who has 5 Christmas trees in her house.
Yeah. No, I mean.
It's a whole thing.
No.
It's a whole thing for sure.
Yeah.
It really is.
We were able to ride the wave last year and hopefully doing the same this year to all to raise money for the kids we serve.
Well, it's very COVID friendly because you're in your own vehicle, right? So this totally works. Driving around, and it's $40 one time.
Yep, and you can go as many times as you'd like.
You'll
get
wonderful.
Some goodies in there. You'll be able to, like I said, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your kids, whatever. All ages. We had couples doing it last year, like as date nights. It was really cute. So
that is
I don't
cute.
Know. You know, something to
so
do.
So how do we get these sleigh boxes? Where do we go?
BavonaCAC.org, the top left corner there under events. You'll see the tag for it and very easy, quick. And like I said, you have those 2 dates to pick it up that Friday or with Santa on the 11th.
But you do have to purchase by
December 9th.
December 9th.
Yes.
There are limited quantities available.
And we did sell out last year, so I would urge
everyone
to. Keep
that in mind. What's in the box?
Well, you know, some of it's a little...
Oh, is it secretive?
It's a little bit of a... Well, not really. I mean, it's similar to last year. Lots of things to keep kids engaged on the drive, some glow stick type things, some goodies to enjoy in the car. So, it's going to be different from last year. So even if you participated last year, it's something... It'll be new and different this year and some new homes that have engaged as well, so...
Oh, that's very fun. You can drive around and check out the lights. How many homes do you think you're going to be
Between 30 to 35.
Oh, wow.
I think they're still coming in right now, so I'm hearing for more and more. So.
How long is the drive normally? Do you time it out?
I know we had a few different maps last year. I think people did a good portion of them in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay.
But again, you don't have to do the whole tour either. You can do a few one night and a few another night.
It's just fun to do. With your family, or like you said, even a date night.
Yeah.
Or your
sister.
And do
one side of town, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know how the maps will be divided up just yet this year, but Like I said, it's certainly something you can use more than once.
Awesome. So and the money for this all goes towards Bavona.
Yeah, towards supporting our programs and services. We provide services for children who have been physically and sexually abused. So this money is going to a very, very good cause. And it's, you know, a great infusion of support for us at the very end of the year. We do a lot of extra support for the families and kids we serve around the holiday time. So Holiday Lights is a big help to us.
I see that helps. I know there's other things that you probably have going on that you do some fundraising, but this is probably one of your big ones.
Well, we do some pretty major fundraising events.
But it's keeping up with the Joneses in the rest of the year, that's for sure. I mean, this is a new event last year.
It caught on very quickly.
Yeah, it did so well that it's pretty competitive with some of the other ones we do, but... I mean, certainly
you have a gala,
the most.
That's true. Yeah.
We have a gala, and we have a wine tasting event, and we have a conference and a golf tournament, and all that good stuff raises good money. But the Holiday Lights Tour is really special to us because it's the only event we do that's geared towards families and towards kids. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun because, of course, we're all about kids at Bavona.
Yeah, we've noticed a lot of like area companies too that you can sponsor it. Companies can sponsor, but that have bought a large quantity for. Co-workers and employees.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So it's like a nice way to,
that's a
again,
really good idea.
So
that's cute.
A lot of companies come together, which is nice.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
So tell me about Bavona. If I were new to the area and I didn't know about it, or if I didn't know about it, how would I find out about it?
Sure, absolutely. Bavona is this community's child advocacy center. So as I said before, we provide services for children who have been sexually and physically abused. And what that means is that we coordinate the activities of 23 partner agencies, all of whom play some role in the investigation and response to child abuse. So law enforcement, child protective services, pediatric medicine, mental health, victim advocacy, prosecution services are all coordinated at our big building on One Mount Hope Avenue. And the whole purpose of the design of a child advocacy center is so that children and families only need to go to one place and talk to one very small group of people about the traumatic incident that took place.
Yeah.
And then they can move on with their lives rather than having to go from
this place to that place,
which, you know, I've been a social worker for a long time, and I remember life before child advocacy centers, and this is definitely a way to reduce trauma for kids and for families to really get the services they need. So we're...
very helpful, yeah.
Very, very helpful. This community is very fortunate to have a child advocacy center that
Not all do.
And not all provide the whole range of services that we provide. We also provide mental health services for kids in the aftermath of trauma. And we also provide prevention education services. We partner with school districts in Monroe County to bring lessons to kids so that kids can be a big part of helping keep themselves safe.
Oh yeah, you do have the school programs. Your website is wonderful.
Oh,
by the
thanks.
Way. I'm not sure who's in charge of that, but it's very good. Because you all the things that you have on your website. By the way, it's what is it? Bavona,
CAC.
Oh, CAC. Sorry,
yep. Child.
That makes sense. CAC. BIVONACAC.org. But you have all of the things that you do and what you can do to get involved, to donate, or if you need help, if you suspect abuse, there's a list of things on there that you can do because there was, you know, I'm sure it happened so quickly that you go, whoa, wait, what? What just happened?
Yeah.
And you're not sure what to do. You know what your first instinct is to do, but, you know.
Yes.
Can't do that.
No, yeah, families are really in crisis when they come to us.
Yeah.
And so we're prepared to sort of meet them where they're at and take care of their crisis, whatever that might look like, and to answer so many questions. I mean, families have so many questions when they're going through something like this. And our team of professionals is really, really top notch. And just, I think what's very special about Bavona is how caring our professionals are.
Yeah.
Really, really motivated to help kids and families.
How long have you been there, Dad?
I've been there for 4.5 years.
Oh, yeah. What made you decide to go to Bavona? Like, what was that, a passion?
Well, it was a dream come true.
Obviously, you're a social worker, so it was somewhat of a passion,
right? It was, you know what? I've worked with kids in the child welfare system and the foster care system for my entire adult life. And it was such a wonderful opportunity to work with an organization that provided such direct, helpful, supportive services to kids and that was really focused on reducing trauma. Because what we see is that these kids who have been through these experiences are really, really coping with a lot. They really need to talk to people who understand what has happened to them and understand how to help them. And that's what we have at Bavona. We have an amazing team.
Have you seen a drastic difference or a difference in cases since COVID hit?
Yeah, we've seen a difference. I wouldn't necessarily call it a drastic difference, but definitely a noticeable difference. You know, I think what's important for people to realize is that COVID hit and the whole world sort of went dark, but the Child Advocacy Center stayed open and kids continued to walk through our doors. Okay. I think one of the more disturbing elements of what we see is that in the first year of the pandemic, we saw a real increase in physical abuse cases. So children that were actually being injured through physical abuse, requiring hospitalization and medical interventions. I know, it's terrible. It's just heartbreaking. And when you think about the conditions of the pandemic, with families being under a lot of stress and being essentially sort of locked indoors with one another, you can understand why there would be an increase. And so what that meant for us is that we just really needed to stay present and we really needed to continue to provide our services, even during a period of time where a lot of other things were not available to kids and families. I should say, especially during a time where a lot of other things were not available to kids and families.
That was good that you were able to stay open.
Yeah. Yep.
So you didn't get to work from home.
We did a little working from home. Yeah. Some of us did. But, you know, I will give a shout out to our staff and team members who were never able to work home even one day.
Yeah.
Our family advocates, our law enforcement partners, our child protective services partners, those folks were in the building working with kids every single day of the pandemic, never had the work at home experience. Our mental health providers were able to provide telehealth, so they were working from home, but still seeing many kids every day. So it was a very different experience for us than I think from a lot of services and organizations. Very, very intense period of time for us.
It's definitely a group effort with Bavona.
For sure.
It is a team effort.
There's
a lot of people involved, but you make it seem so seamless. And we're thankful that we have you in our community. And in order to stay here, we need you to help out.
Yes, we do. We need the help of the public. You know, I think people may not realize that an organization like Bavona is largely dependent on the support from the public, from your listeners, from people like you and me. About 60% of the funds that we use to provide programs and services come directly from the community, from individuals who might write a check for $25 to corporations and foundations that might write a check for $25,000. Every single one of those dollars goes to our programs and services, and we literally would not be able to do what we do without the support of the public.
Which is why we need your help. And which is why this is such a great idea. I don't know who ever came up with this idea. I don't know how many years
that
it's been
Ashley.
Happening.
That was all Ashley.
Oh, was Ashley? Good job, Ashley. How long have you been with Bavona?
Coming up on 3 years.
Oh, wow. So you started this.
I did. Well, again, the COVID pandemic kind of propelled us into having to get creative. So
yeah, holiday lights tour. I love it.
It was fun. So we'll hopefully do it for many years to come. And again, it's a feel good event. Do it with your family. Support children while you do it. And it's fun to see the homes that we've partnered with really get excited as well. We had a few last year that took it upon themselves to raise funds, like for cars that actually came to their home. And we had a few pretty nice sized checks dropped off.
Nice.
So it's just nice in a year where we all were in darkness and there were lots of reasons to be sad and, you know, isolated. We were able to come together. So we hope to do that.
That's very nice. Got to love this community. So we need your help. We know you'll be there. Sleigh boxes start. They're $40.
$40. ideal for a family of four.
Wonderful. But there are limited quantities. So get your sleigh box. You have to be purchase them online on your website, BavonaCAC.org. I got it.
I should
come work for you.
Hey, you should.
Any day.
You should.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ashley Dotter. And, am I saying it right?
You are.
Okay. Yep. And Deb Rosen. Nothing to do with the pediatric dentist. All right. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You.